Hello, everyone. It's been a long time, but I'm back. This is Darren Duff for another BCT podcast. Well, today, we bring you a sound seeing tour. Some of you may have heard me talk about my new job on my show on TBRN, the Duff Domain. It's called Dialogue in the Dark, and basically, it's an exhibit that has been in Germany for over 20 years, and it's made its debut in Atlanta. It's going to be moving around the U.S. It's going to be in 8 different locations. The next one is Kansas City. It actually opens today, October 17th, 2008. Well, what is Dialogue in the Dark? Dialogue in the Dark is an exhibit where you go through in complete and total darkness. Now, most people, when they come through, think, okay, there's going to be a little bit of light, like it's going to look like it does at twilight, for those of you who may have some vision and may understand what light looks like. Firsthand, of course. But no, when you come in Dialogue in the Dark, it's completely dark, it's pitch black, you can't see your hand in front of your face, literally. And you go through different environments, and you learn to use your other senses without your sense of sight. And, you know, minus your sense of sight, which is 90% of your sensory perception, or 70% or something. I think it's 90% is basically what it is. So, two reasons for Dialogue in the Dark. One is to break down the barriers between people with disabilities and people that do not have disabilities. The other reason is to make people realize that when they don't have their sight, they have a whole other skill set that they can use to figure out what's going on around them. And I'm sure there are more reasons. But, enough with the introduction. This podcast is going to be rather long. If you're planning on going through Dialogue in the Dark in the future, there's going to be some spoilers in this podcast, okay? Because I'm going to take you through from a tour guide's perspective. I was using some binaural microphones and a digital recorder, so you're going to hear it from my perspective, and I want to encourage you to listen to this with headphones on because you will get the full effect of the binaural sound if you are wearing headphones. So go get your headphones. Again, if you're going through Dialogue in the Dark in the future, this is going to spoil it for you. Of course, it's still not like walking through and experiencing the real thing, but just a warning for you. And if some of you blind people out there, if you know Dialogue in the Dark is coming to your city, this may give you an incentive to want to apply for a job there. And it's a very rewarding job. I enjoy it. I do it full time, and it's unlike any other job I've ever had. So without any further ado, here we go with Dialogue in the Dark.
Guides for Path 1 and 2, stand by. One and two, go. The
Does anyone feel something familiar yet? A bag of potpourri. Okay, did you bring your night vision goggles with you?
No.
Okay, that's exactly what it is, a bag of potpourri. Using your sense of smell, you can identify the fragrance. Also, if you use your sense of hearing, you can place the bag lightly beside your ear and just rub the different texture, and you should hear the dry flower-type texture. Okay? Also, let's explore the second object.
Which one?
Yeah. Salt shaker.
A salt shaker. Okay. Now, does everyone feel the salt shaker? Using your sense of touch, look for the glass object with the metal top. You do not have to remove the top, but if you gently place it up under your nose and take a light whiff of it, you can identify what's inside.
Coffee
beans. That's exactly correct. We have coffee beans inside of a salt shaker. Okay, there's a third and final object. Can anyone tell me what this object is?
Three swatches of cloth.
There's a fabric swatch. Now, using your sense of touch, can anyone identify the objects on this fabric swatch?
Vinyl.
Felt.
Corduroy.
Okay, there are actually four items. We have the metal ring that's holding them all together. Then we have a soft cotton corduroy. Also, we have a suede, and not exactly leather, but leather's cousin, pleather. Okay, now that we awaken our senses, let's place all items back into the box and place the lid back on top of the box that you're sitting next to. Once you have placed your lid back on top of your box, I would like for the six people in this gallery to stand directly in front of your cube that you're sitting on. Once you're standing in front of, no standing on top, no special stunts, just stand directly in front of, I would like for you to place your hand or your canes out towards the center of the gallery. Can anyone find that metal handrail I asked you to notice? Once you find the metal handrail, I would like for you to place one hand on this red handrail. Okay. Does anyone out of the six not have the handrail? Okay, perfect. Everyone is holding on to the handrail. Now, while you're standing, before you begin your experience, I want you all to remember a few safety rules. Please remember that if you want to explore anything below the knees, we ask that you hold your cane to the side, bend at the knees. Please do not bend at the waist because there are objects below and above your head, and we definitely wouldn't want you to bend at the waist and hit your head on anything.
Oh, goodness.
So always bend at the knees to explore anything low to the ground. Also, while you're exploring, if you come across something with your sense of touch and it feels like a light switch, that's indeed what it is. It's a light switch. We ask that you please leave this light switch in the off position. Do not flip it on to explore and see, oh, is this a light? Will it come on? No, definitely don't do that because you will ruin your experience as well as the people around you. And no one here paid for dialogue in the light, so let's enjoy our dark experience. Also, if you come across a doorway or a door handle, please do not open the doors or enter into the doorway unless instructed by your guide to do so, because it could lead you into the DMV and you'll be stuck there forever. Okay, now that we're ready to explore, is everyone excited?
Yes.
Okay, great. Welcome to Dialogue in the Dark and enjoy your experience.
Good morning, everyone. Well, you guys are quiet.
Oh, hi.
How are you doing?
Doing well.
My name's Darren. I'll be your guide for the next hour. If I can get you guys to leave the railing and come toward my voice, keep your canes out in front of you. Come toward my voice. Some of you may bump into me. Don't worry about it. I'm used to it. Comes with a job. Keep coming forward. That's good. Keep coming. No one's touched me yet. Keep coming forward.
Keep coming.
There you go. You got the door, man. All awesome. Right. So I want to start by getting your names before we go inside.
Andrew.
All right.
Devin.
All right.
Monique.
Okay.
It's me.
We got, who's this?
Susan. And this is
all right.
Here somewhere. What's your name again?
I'm Darren.
Darren.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Darren.
Hey, what's up? All right, y'all ready to get started?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. All right, if I get you guys, Andrew, you start first, man. You're in the lead, dude.
All right.
So you're going to come past my voice and through the doorway. There's going to be a slight step up. Okay, keep your cane in front of you. Come on. You're good. There you go. Step right outside. All right. Come right here. Pass my voice. Keep coming forward.
Oops.
Keep coming forward. Well, you got some people. Now you guys are going to have to talk to each other to let each other know who you are and where you are. Okay, keep coming forward. That's perfect. You don't want to go up the wall. Come this way, brother. Come this way. Who's this? I didn't hear your name.
Ed.
Ed, okay, I didn't hear Ed. I knew there was six people. Right this way, past me. Come past me. Keep going forward, you're fine. Keep coming forward.
Okay, Devin, you're going.
You're fine, you're good. All right, Devin, right here. Pass my voice. There's going to be a little step up. Take your time. All right, that's perfect.
This is Susan I'm working with.
Stepping outside. All right, Susan. Come on out. Step forward. Anyone else after Susan?
No, I think I'm.
Oh, so got some people that snuck in. Or snuck out, rather. All right, so what do you guys feel under your feet?
Grass.
It's real grass. If you can bend at the knee without whopping anybody, bend down and touch it, you'll find that it's real grass. In fact, everything you'll experience here in Dialogue in the Dark is real. There's nothing fake, okay? It's all real. All right, I heard a little exclamation of surprise there from someone. All right, to your left here, you're going to find some plants. You got some people close this way. You guys are bumping into each other. That's good. Let each other know who you are so you all know who you are. Okay, you're going to come this direction toward me, and you're going to find an object with your cane that you can explore and figure out what it is. Keep coming this way. There you go.
I feel a tree.
Okay, find a tree so you know we're definitely outside because trees don't grow inside, right? Well, they don't grow well. Not big trees like that. All right, come this way. What'd you find? What is that? Hit when you can. Reach out and touch it. Your birds, okay? That's a fence. Yeah, that's perfect. So we can hear birds and crickets and butterflies. Anybody hear any butterflies?
I found you.
You found me. That's right. Anybody hear any butterflies?
No.
That's a trick question. Let's see if you guys are paying attention.
I'm in jail again.
You're not in jail. No, you're not in jail. You're definitely not in jail. That's kind of feel like a jail cell, right? All right. So if you come to either end of the fence, you might find some plants. Some of them you might have to bend down to touch. Some of you who are all short are not going to have to bend down and touch anything. It's going to be right at your level. Now there's a rock border around all the plants for your protection.
Where is this?
At either end of the fence. Follow the fence to either end and you'll find some plants. You might even be able to smell some plants. Now don't go saying that's me because I'm me and y'all are you. So y'all got to give each other names, all right? All right. And keep in mind that this is dialogue in the dark, not monologue in the dark. So although I will be talking a good bit, I want you guys to talk to each other. Tell each other what you find. If you get excited about something, let each other know so you can find it. And you're going to make your way this direction, okay?
Hi, Andrew.
She said, what up? All right. Make your way this direction.
Are we working towards you?
Yeah, you're working your way toward me. Stay on the side of the rock border. Don't step over the rock border.
Plants.
Now, I have to ask you this question. Do you guys have any idea where we are?
We didn't go very far.
Well, we didn't go far, but where do you think we are? We're definitely not inside anymore. Where do you think we are? Well, it's not so much what place we are, but what environment are we in? What
park.
Where do you think? A park. That's exactly what. Okay,
where
so you're in a park. Okay? So if you guys can come this direction, just come
the
forward this direction
dead.
Toward me. What's that?
The plant is dead.
Oh, dear. That's, well, not much we can do about that now. Keep coming this direction.
Light,
yeah. Keep coming this way. You're right on track. Keep coming this way. Can you guys hear some water over this direction?
Yeah.
All right. Ah, what'd you find there with your cane? What is that?
A bridge.
That's a bridge. We're going to cross the bridge. Okay. Now, I'm standing on your left side as you come across the bridge. And when you get across from me, you can reach out to the right and feel the waterfall coming down the rock wall. So come forward and step up on the bridge. There's two little steps. It'll bring you up onto the bridge. Okay, keep coming. You're fine. Take your time. That's good. That's fine. Keep coming forward. Is that Ed there? Is that Ed there? That's Ed, right? Come forward, Ed.
I found the bridge.
Come forward. You found the bridge.
How can you see me?
Step up. I can't see you. I'm just as blind as you are. I just recognize your voice. Okay, so step forward.
Wait a minute, hold on. The bridge must be on the other side.
The bridge is right. Here's the right side of the rail, right here.
I got a push. Okay. I got the rail.
Yep. So come forward, past me, and you're gonna feel the waterfall coming down the rock wall there.
My left.
On your right. On your right.
I can feel it.
Yep. When you step off the bridge, explore to your left. Okay. Keep moving forward. You got two little steps off the bridge. Everyone check out the waterfall to the right as you come across. It's real water, okay? I had one lady last week on the tour that didn't believe it was real water. She touched it. She said, ah! I said, it's water. It's really water. All right. So step off the bridge and explore to your left and see what you can find. You should notice something right away, right as you step off the bridge. Those of you who are crossing the bridge, keep coming forward. Guys are doing awesome. Yeah, it's wet. There's a waterfall. All right. Ah, got some other birds in here. Who's my last person?
Devin.
All right, Devin, come on across. I'm going to cross the bridge here. Feel out to the right. You feel the water coming down the rock wall, beyond the railing there. Yeah, pretty cool, huh? All right, step off the bridge and explore your left. Everyone across the bridge? You guys are on dirt now. It's not grass, huh? Change to dirt. All right, what do we find over there to the left? What kind of objects did you find to the left over there? Some people found the trash can, right?
I found the trash can.
Okay, what else? Is there?
I'm in the weeds right now.
Okay, is there a...
It feels like a mulch.
Yeah, it's mulch, uh-huh. Did anyone find the park bench beside the trash can?
Yeah.
Now keep in mind, you can sit on the park bench, but if you do, you're subject to being felt. Okay? So keep that in mind. All right.
You must have night vision glasses.
No, I sure don't. I absolutely don't.
This is soft dirt.
Yeah, soft dirt. And if you turn around and go the opposite direction you're facing, you'll get to the park bench. These guys are chilling out on the park bench.
There's a tree over on this side.
So hear where Andrew's talking?
It's on the left of the park bench. I'll get up.
Yeah, there's a park bench. So, Ed, you can make your way over toward... Andrew, let him know where you are, man, so he can see that park bench.
He was sitting on the bench. He's right
here. There's a trash can. Needs greasing, huh? It's a little oily. No monkeys. No monkeys in here.
That's you. He had me turn around and walk in.
I'm trying to get out of the way, but there's folks in front of me.
No, that's all right. That's all right. All right. All right. We're going to keep moving on. There's other places to go. Lots of things to see, if you pardon the pun. And you're going to come past me. You're going to come toward my voice. And come past me. And when you come past me, you're going to follow the left-hand wall, okay? So you're going to make a left-hand turn. Surface is going to change to concrete. Make a left-hand turn. Follow the left-hand wall. Okay, take your time. Come on past me. Come on past me. You're walking on concrete. Come past me. That's me.
Come past you to your left or your right?
No, well, just come past me, first of all.
That'd be me.
Come past me. Now make a left.
Go ahead.
And follow the left-hand wall.
Yeah.
All right? So come on, come past me. Ed, you're going to hang back to the left.
Let's go left.
You're going to come on through. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. All right, make a left. Make a left and follow the left-hand wall. Oh, we got out of the park just in time. It's going to rain.
Oh, no.
All right, so come on. Turn to your left, follow the left-hand wall. Who's my last person?
Devin,
all right, bring up the rear. Make a left, make a left.
Do we keep going left?
No, stay right there. Anyone else in the park? Okay, don't want to leave anyone behind, all right? So I have to ask, what did you guys think of the park? It was awesome, huh?
Great.
All right, that's it, we can go home now. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So I do have to ask, though, does anyone still feel very nervous at this point?
No?
You guys are having fun?
Yeah.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. All right. So we're going to keep moving. Now, this next part of the exhibit, you're going to use three senses. Your sense of hearing, your sense of touch, and your sense of smell. Not your sense of taste. We don't want you guys licking everything, okay? So you guys are going to come past my voice.
Schnozberries. Tastes like schnozberries.
So I don't even want to know what that is. All right.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate
Factory. Okay.
Yeah,
everlasting gobstoppers, right?
Oh, my God.
All right, so come past my voice. Pass me. This way.
Oh.
Right? Literally, pass me. Literally, pass me, okay? And you can either go straight or go to the right. Okay? Either way you choose to go. Either way. Doesn't matter. You're going to find stuff. Keep coming past me.
I can go to the right now.
Keep your canes out in front of you so you do not bump your heads on stuff, okay? Because you can bump your head, remember, so keep your canes out in front of you. Okay, keep going forward. You're fine. Keep going forward. Keep going forward. You're good.
I'm an accident waiting.
You're good. Oh, well. Don't say that now. Don't say that. All right, Devin. Come on through the door. You're good. Just take it nice and easy. You'll be fine. Anyone else?
Okay, that's... Straight or to the right?
Yeah, you can go straight or to the right. If you want to make a right, the wall's right here. You can find some stuff on the wall. So where do you guys think you are now? What'd you say, Ed? He said grocery store. We're actually. Oh, it was Andrew? No, it was Ed, right? Anyway, whoever it was. We are actually in Kroger, all right? Yep. So Kroger has a sale on fruit today, all right? So if you guys find the fruit, you're doing good. Now, one more thing I want to tell you, and I'm just going to hang back and let you explore, is that when you get to the freezer section, the door does slide open, so you can't open the door, but please be mindful of people's fingers, okay? I don't want people's fingers getting smashed. There's what? No, there's not. I don't know. You have to go check it out.
I think I'm in the kitchen.
No, you're not in the kitchen, but you're in the cookware section.
I've got a towel.
Oh,
I found Velcro.
A towel? Did it fall?
Yes.
Okay, just hang it back up there on one of these hooks up here. I hung it back up there. Sometimes they fall off. You got some what? Beans, okay? Not really. She hasn't went very far. She's just checking out stuff over here.
Oh, I smell onion.
Smell onion? Got some pasta, candy. All right, got the candy now.
I had pasta.
You got pasta? Okay. Good. Somebody's over here in the cookware section.
Cheese in the fridge.
Cheese in the fridge, yep.
I found the burlap sack.
Burlap sack? Squeeze it. What do you think's in there? Maybe rice?
Smells like corn.
Or smells like corn? Rice? Okay. Could be rice.
Okay.
All right, let's pick up this towel that keeps wanting to fall here.
Whole milk.
Okay. Can you guys hear anything? You guys hear the register? Well, did you find the fruit, Andrew?
I hear a cash register.
Yeah, I'm carrying around some bananas.
You carry around. Don't carry them around. Put them back. Put them back. Put them back. Oh, really? I don't think there are any mangoes in here.
Then what is this thing?
Let's see. What's this?
Oh,
what you got?
Potato.
Sweet potato.
Oh, I got juice.
Sweet potato.
Sweet potatoes got more stuff.
Smell those onions, man.
I can smell the onions, but I just don't like crazy.
Yeah, I know.
This is a courgette.
Yeah, uh-huh. Those onions and garlic is strong, right? I smell some onions and garlic.
Well,
so we're good. So we're good if we got any vampires in here. We're good. We got onions and garlic. We're good. All right, there's some more stuff over here.
I'm back to the gourds again.
Back to the gourds. Okay, did you not find the rest of the fruit?
No.
Okay, come this way. That's me.
No, this smells different. This is like a...
All right, so come this way toward me. Is that, let's see, what's your name again?
I'm Devin.
Susan, all right, Susan. All right, Susan, right here's the fruit. Starts right here in this basket right here. Might smell some stuff.
Woo! That's garlic.
Smells strong, man.
That's onions.
All right, onions, good. Keep coming this way. There's some more fruit over this way. Well, veggies, fruit, whatever. Produce.
Ah, got beans.
How's that? Produce.
Got beans.
Okay, got beans. These look good.
Got apples.
Got apples. What's above the apples there? There's stuff above the apples. There's others. Now you can pick these up and smell them, too, if you don't know what they are.
That's a bell pepper.
Some of them are quite potent. Okay.
A coconut. Got a coconut.
Some coconut. Oh, I love coconuts.
Susan, I got a lime for you.
You got a lime?
That's a lemon now.
You got a price check at the register. You drop something?
No, clean up
aisle
four.
Clean up aisle four. All right, no problem.
We'll call.
Got Gatorade? Okay. What you got, Andrew? Got some eggs there? Put them back. Put them back.
Lollipops.
All right, excellent, excellent. Okay, very good. That was the freezer door. That was the freezer door closing. See why I said watch out for your fingers?
Magazines.
Okay, if you guys over on the far side could make your way around this way, keep checking out stuff, just make your way around this way. We gotta keep moving on.
Alright.
Alright. Right over this way toward checkout.
Checkout.
Checkout the checkout.
Sweet. Do you have gum?
No, I don't have
Where's
any gum.
I didn't
bring the coupons. No coupons. How would you know what they were in the dark?
No crying children asking for candy.
That'd have to be Braille coupons, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Very good.
Oops.
Okay. So those of you who have found, checkout, did you find the register? Should be to your left.
Oh.
Register should be to your left.
Oh, I
said, what's the
lollipop?
We got Ed singing now.
All
right, so come on past me and make a left.
Okay.
And follow the wall on the left. And stop at the corner. You guys can come on past me. And make a left.
Uh-huh.
Yep, make a left and follow the wall.
Follow the wall.
Guys, keep coming this way. Right this way, right this way. Past my voice. Where's my next person?
Ed.
Is that Ed? Come on past me, Ed. And make a left, and you come past me, and I'll get the last people out there, the stragglers. The stragglers. Is that Susan?
Well, no, we were behind something, couldn't get around.
Oh, you're behind the shelf. Okay.
Yeah.
So a little bit of mobility challenge. All right.
Yes, that's
good.
Mobility
that's
challenge.
That's all right. That's all right. Make a left. Follow the left-hand wall. Devin?
It's me.
You got it. All right. You're awesome. See, you're not accident prone.
That's why I'm going slower.
No, you're fine. Don't worry about it. That's fine. Make a left. Anyone else in the market? That's it. That's my six people. All right. Now we do have somebody dropped a sucker on the floor, but that's all right. All right, so we got our shopping done, right?
Right.
All right, so we're going to keep moving on. Most people love that market because it's so familiar to them, and there's lots of things they can find out and explore. All right, so we're going to keep moving on. It's about to get cooler.
Ooh.
Oh, sorry. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to open the door here, and you're gonna come past me. You know, there's a rail on both sides, but I want you to stick to the right hand rail. So you're gonna come toward me, and I'm gonna show you the rail. Okay.
Okay.
Right this way. The rail. Stay close to me. The rail's gonna be on your right. Okay. Rail's on your right. There's the rail. So follow the rail. Okay. Come this way toward me. What y'all laughing about? Right this way. Come toward me.
Yeah,
exactly. Hello, my boy. Yeah, exactly. Okay, rail's on your right. Rail's on your right. Don't walk forward without grabbing the rail. Tapping the rail.
Yeah.
Ed, you got the rail?
I'm here.
Where's Ed?
Right here.
You got the rail?
I think I'm on the wrong side.
Well, go to the right side. Go to the right side. Yeah, you're going up the hill. That's good. Just don't go to the left, okay? Do not go to the left.
What? Go to the right up here?
Stay to the right. The rail's right here. The rail's right there. There's the rail.
There's the doorway.
Devin, you got the caboose thing going on, don't you, sweetie?
I'm on a roll.
All right, right here to the right. There's the rail. Perfect. All right, we got it going on. Now, yes, follow the rail. Now, you might feel some things on the wall, too, that you can touch and identify where we are. You might hear some things as well, and the air may feel very humid in here. Okay, very still, okay. Oh dear, I'm sure that was very still.
Bait shop.
Not a bait shop. Not a bait shop. Not a bait shop. It could be on a pier. Where else do you think? What else do you find on the wall there? What can you hear?
Fish. And seagulls.
Okay, seagulls. Somebody said a dock. That's exactly where we are. We're on the dock. So what do you think we're going to do? We're going to get on a boat, and we're going to go for a boat ride.
All right? Yeah.
So we don't have a boat captain, so I'm going to be your boat captain, okay? I am licensed to drive a boat in the dark, okay? All right, Devin, she's like, I don't know. All right, so who's going to be my first person here?
I'm obviously a caboose.
All right, Devin.
All
right, tell me your name again.
Monique.
All right, I'm sorry. All right, come forward. There's a rail right here. There's a metal railing. It's going to be on your right. Hang on. You gotta stay right there. I'm gonna get people one at a time, okay? Okay, come forward, Monique.
Okay,
there's a step up. Uh-huh, there's a step up. Hang on. This way. Come toward me. Come toward me. Yeah, okay. There you go. All right, come off this way.
There's another rail here.
Yeah, there's a rail right here.
Right.
All right, so come on forward. There's no more steps. And you're on the boat.
I'm on the boat.
Yep, so the seat's right here. Tapping the bench.
Tap the bench.
Go here, tap the bench. Sit down and slide. It goes all the way around. It goes all the way around to right here. So you can slide around.
Okay. It's wet.
Yeah, it's a little wet. Sorry about that. It's a little wet.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sitting on the dryer.
Okay. All right. That's fine. We'll let somebody else sit on the wet spot. All right. All right. Who's next?
I'm here.
All right.
Ed.
Come right this way. Ed, right this way. Right this way. The bench is right down here. You're a tall guy, so you're going to have to bend down to fill the bench. All right. So bend down. That's me tapping on the bench. Yeah, did you find it? Yeah, bend down. Got it? Okay, whoops, I'm sorry, Monique. All right, can you? Yeah, sit down.
I'm here.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're good right there. I just want to make sure you were. All right. Hang on, everybody. Hey, everybody, hang on just 1 second. Hang on just 1 second. Okay. All right. So you're going to come this way. Is that Susan?
Yeah.
Okay, come up this way. There's a step up, and the rail's to your right here. Got the rail?
Got it.
All right, you're on the boat. Feel the boat rocking?
Yeah.
That's the boat moving. You're going to sit next to Ed. So, bench is right here. I'm tapping on it. That's the bench.
Ed moved.
Ed moved.
It was wet.
What did... Oh, that's going to be a little wet. Somebody's going to have to dry it off with a rear end.
Who's that?
Reach down. That's me. Reach down. Down lower. Okay. There's the bench, okay? That's the bench.
Sit on it?
Okay, so sit down and slide to your right. It's going to be a little wet. Sorry, we don't have enough seats for everybody to be moving around. Somebody's going to have to sit on a little bit of a wet spot. I can see if I can dry it up, if you guys want me. I got some paper towels on here. I can see if I can dry it up. All right. All right. Who's next? Andrew's next. Come on, dude. Come on, forward. And the bench is right here to your right. So you're going to bend down, way down. And it's pretty low. Got it? Feel it? Right
yeah,
here?
I'm on top.
All right, you got it. So sit down, slide to your right. We got another boat coming in, so we got to hurry. Where's my last person? Devin. Devin. Devin, all right. Devin's
stepping
coming.
Down?
Yeah, no, you're not stepping down. It's all flat. The bench is right here. Seat's right here.
All right.
What's that? What y'all laughing about?
Because Andrew slid around and wiped the rest of the seat
up. All right. All right, slide to your right. All right. All right, so what do you guys want to sail to?
Tahiti.
Tahiti. Huh. I don't know if we can make it to Tahiti. We might hit New York Harbor. All right. Well, I'll see what we can do. All right, I'm going to undock the boat. Y'all thought this was fake, didn't you?
No.
I told you, it's all real. Ain't nothing fake. We're on a real boat on real water, and this thing's going to be rocking and rolling, and you guys might even feel a little bit of spray. What's that? Yeah, it really is. I'm just undocking the boat, untying the ropes, and letting up the bridges. Oh, sorry, Monique. You okay?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I should have told you that. You okay?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, I should have told you that bridge was coming up.
Oh, bridge.
The bridge is coming up. Uh-huh, the bridge is coming up.
Okay,
let go of it. Because it's going to come down. Okay, you're good. I'm sorry. Well, the bridge folds up. Yeah, she was all right. The bridge folds up, and I didn't know she was that close to the end. She's okay. All right, so here we go, guys. Start the engine. All right. What? What's so funny? We're gonna pull out of it. No, I want Ed to sing that lollipop song he was singing a while ago. All right, we're pulling out of the dock. Yeah, that works. Go ahead. Yeah. All right. Now we're going to pick up some speed here.
Uh-huh.
We're going to pick up some speed, and you guys might feel a little bit of spray, and the waves might get a little bit heavier, all right? So here we go. We're going to pick up some speed. Devin, just be glad you're on the end, okay? Put your hands up in the air. You're going to feel a breeze. There's a breeze. All right. We doing okay? All right, the boat's rocking and rolling. There's wind blowing. There's water spraying. All right, we're going to slow this thing down, okay? So hang on. Don't slow down here. All right, hang on. Almost there. All right. Slowing this thing down. Okay. We're going to pull into the dock. Nice and easy. Who said a blind man couldn't drive a boat, right? Of course, what I didn't tell you guys is I got busted for BUI last year. I was boating under the influence. All right. You guys remain seated. I'm going to secure the boat to the dock. And we'll get you guys off safely. Did y'all enjoy that?
Yeah.
Some of you got a little wet, right?
Yeah.
Not too bad, though, right? Sorry, I forgot to tell you to bring a change of clothes. No, they didn't get wet. You guys sitting in the middle were sitting in the hot seat, or the wet seat, as we call it. So, yeah, sorry. I put my favorite people in the middle. I'm just kidding. That's not true. All right, let me make sure everything's good to go, and we will exit the boat. Just stay seated 1 second for me, if you would. All right, we're going to do this one at a time. Monique, if you would stand up, sweetie.
Uh-huh.
Come this way toward me. Pharrell's right here on the right. There's also one on the left, okay? And there is one step down, so move your cane along the ground. You're going to feel the step down. Just one. Keep coming forward. There's the step down, okay? Just one step down. Okay, everyone hang tight for just 1 second. Come this way, Monique. Come this way. There's a rail right over here. Come to this rail. Got it? All right. Stand right there. Let me get these guys. There's one step down, guys. Who's next?
Ed.
Ed, come right over here by Monique. We got a tall person with a short person here. Right over here, Ed. Right over here is the wall. You guys are going to check out some things on the wall here, too. Right over here, Ed.
A little step.
Right over this way. Susan's coming. Here's Susan.
Yep.
All right, come on this way. The wall's right here. You're going to check out some things on the wall. There's some things on the wall.
We got a fish net.
Yep, come on forward. Andrew.
What's going on?
Right this way, buddy. One step down. You got the step?
Got it, right?
All right, come on forward. There's a wall right here. There's some stuff on the wall to check out. All right. And Devin. Devin, what's happening? All right, one step down. Just move your cane along the ground. You got the step?
Whoa,
you okay?
Almost
you okay?
Not.
All right.
Good. All right.
All right. All right. I don't have to watch out for you now. All right, come this way. Come toward me. You're all right. There's a wall. It's all flat right here, okay? No more steps. All right, guys. We're going to see where this ride is taking us. Now, just like we went up a ramp to get on the dock, we're going to go down the ramp to get off the dock, okay? Now, this next part of the exhibit, there's going to be a little bit noisier than it has been. And there's going to be some step-ups and step-downs, okay? So I want you all to be careful. Again, my name's Darren if you need any help, okay?
It's a net.
What's that?
Oh, a net on the wall.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. There's a net, and there's some waders.
And a paddle.
And a paddle, and an oar, okay? So you're going to come this way, and there's a rail on your right. Okay? And there's a decline. There's a steep decline, okay? It's a ramp, okay? It's a ramp. Okay, so you're going to come down the ramp, and you're going to come toward me. Devin's first this time. Look at this, man. She's first. Oh, you thought you were going to bring up the rear the whole time. Okay, now there's a step up on the curb right here. So you're going to step up, and the wall's to your left right here. So you always got the wall with you. So follow the left-hand wall, and you're going to find some stuff on the wall, okay? Don't walk out in the middle of the street. Don't want you to get run over, okay? Stick to the wall. Come this way. Toward me. Who's next?
Oh,
Andrew,
awesome.
You're right.
That's
here,
good.
Dude. Step up.
This is great.
There, yeah, absolutely, man. This is follow the wall. You feel some stuff on the wall. Just don't walk out in the street, all right? Who's next?
Me, yeah, Susan.
All right, Susan, step up. Wall to your left.
Got it.
Wall to your left. Follow the wall. You're going to find some things on that wall to check out. Who's next? Monique. Right up here. Come this way. Toward me.
Toward me.
Step up. Step up. Follow the wall on your left. Yep, on your left. Follow that wall. And Ed.
Yeah.
All right, step up here, sir. Come right this way toward me. The wall's going to be on your left. The wall's going to be on your left. Come between me and the wall. Where'd you go? Where'd you go? Right this way. Turn this way. Come this way. You're going to go out in the middle of the street. You don't want to do that. Come this way toward me. Toward me. Toward me. Come toward me. Come toward me. I got you. Come toward me. Wall's right here. Put the wall on your left and see what you can find on the wall. I'll be right with you guys. All right. So now, what have you guys found on that wall?
Bicycle rack.
Bicycle rack? What else?
A window.
Window?
A mailbox.
A mailbox? A bicycle? Okay. So we're going to cross a very busy street. We're going to cross the street. So I want you guys to line up right here along the curb. Come toward me. Andrew. You're right here in front. Who's right here in front?
Who do you think? Who'd you put in front?
Who do I think? I put Devin in front. Devin's, don't walk in the street, Devin, all right?
Okay.
Come right here.
Why don't we,
Yeah, come right here, Susan.
What? No, Andrew's in front of me.
Oh, Andrew? Where's Andrew?
That's where you were.
Andrew, come here, dude. Come right here. Come to your left. Come to your left. Behind Devin. Stand right there. Stand right there. Whoa.
There we go.
Stand right there. Susan.
Yes.
Come right here. To Andrew's left. Come here.
Right over here. The railing in front of
Okay. Stay right there, then. You're good. Now, we're listening for the signal to cross the street. You guys in front, you guys are right at the traffic, okay?
Okay.
So, mind your extremities. We're listening for the signal to cross the street, which is, sounds like a bird chirping. That's an accessible traffic signal. It's what blind people use to cross the street. So, we're going to wait on this red light. We're going to wait on the red light to change. We're just going to be patient. Now, Devin, you stepped back a little bit, didn't you?
No, I didn't move.
Oh, you didn't move? Okay, well, you're fine. You guys are standing on the wheelchair ramp. All right. So we're going to wait for the light to change. And I will show you when we cross the street that there's a real car parked at the light, all right? So hang on. All right, so hang on. Ah, now we can cross. So come on across, and to your left, there's going to be a car, and I'm going to prove it. I'm going to ruin this guy's paint job. All right? So come to your left, and you're going to feel the car. And you're going to feel the engine running when you touch it. Okay? Keep coming forward. Keep coming toward me.
An old 1960s.
A 1960s what?
I'm not quite sure. I can't read that.
Can't tell? It's a Volkswagen Beetle.
An older model.
Yeah, it's a 1973 actually. Because that's the only year they made those headlights stick out like that. Alright, so come on up on the curb. You're safe now. Come on up on the curb. You guys be careful coming down the curb.
Okay.
Come on across the street. Check out the car on your left. You guys are now getting run over.
Here we are.
And about a trash can.
Step up. Found a trash can. Keep coming up the curb. Keep going past me. Right this way. Keep coming forward. Keep coming forward. All right, you're making it. Watch out for people in front of you. Keep coming forward, step up the curb. Come in front of me. All right, come in front of me. Keep coming. Step up. Right this way. Turn a little bit to your left. A little bit to your left. Now go that way. Go straight. All right, where's Ed? Ed, where you at? Ed, where are you? Does anybody know where Ed went?
Right here.
Oh, okay. All right. Everybody on the other side of the street. All right, fantastic. That's what we like. You guys just crossed a busy, insane street, all right? That was crazy. All right, so I need to see who can find the mailbox. There's a mailbox over this way somewhere. I want to see if you can find it. I can't mail my letter until I found my mailbox. So somebody come help me find the mailbox. I'm a poor, challenged, blind guy, and I can't find the mailbox. So, see if you can find the mailbox.
It was right down
bricks.
The window.
Ah, Devin, you found it?
No, but I remember it was right
down the window. Okay. Come over this way. Toward me. Ah, what's that? Our trash can, what's that? Andrew found the mailbox.
Yeah.
Andrew found the mailbox. All right. Okay, now you're going to, there's one place in the city, guys, that we can go. It's one of my favorite places. And I want to take you guys there. No, I wish. I wish. All right. There's a door handle here, and that's a handle to our dentist office, okay? It's locked right now. It's locked.
Okay.
So you can't go in. But come down the block here, and you're going to come to a trash can on your left and a brick wall straight ahead. So don't bang your face on the brick wall, okay? I don't want anyone breaking their face. Keep coming forward toward me. And we're going to go to this establishment, and you guys are going to figure out where we are, all right? We're going to get out of this noisy city. Monique, you're good right there. Keep coming forward. Okay, Monique, if you want to come forward, there's a step down. So keep your cane out in front of me. There's one step down.
Okay.
So step down. There's one step down when you come over this way, guys. So you come in front of me. Right there. You can stop right there. That's good. All right. Step down. Okay, now I'm going to open the door, and you're going to feel a burst of air, okay? When I open the door. Okay? You're going to come past me and through the door, and you're going to find a counter on your right when you come through the door, okay? Line up along the counter. Line up along the counter. Come on past my voice and line up along the counter. Past me. The counter's on your right. Counter's on your right.
Keep
going. Counter's on your right. Keep coming past me. Counter's going to be on your right when you come through the door. Keep coming by. This way, this way. Coming this way. Pass. That's all right. Come past me. Come past me. It's on your right. On your right. Who's my last person? Susan. Over here, sweetie. Over here. You went past the door. Right here. Come through the door, and the counter's going to be on your right. All right. Very good. Anyone left? No one left. Okay, let's close the door of this noisy city. All right.
Hi, how are you?
Hey.
Yes, you are. You're at the bar.
That's Barbara. She's our bartender for the day.
Hi, Darren.
Hey, Barbara. How are you?
Good.
We have six people.
Five or six?
Including
you.
Oh, six including me. Okay.
Welcome to the Dialogue in the Dark Cafe. My name is Barbie, and this is Marcia. And we are going to be your servers today. Let me tell you about the drinks we have. We have apple juice for $1.25. We have canned Diet Coke for $1.50. We have a cup of coffee for $1.75.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Coke, Sprite, and water in bottles for $2. So I'm going to start with the person down here at the corner and see who would like what to drink, okay?
All right. Okay, hang on one second. Ed's the man with the money. Where's Ed? Ed, where you at? Ed, where's Ed?
I'm not sure. Is he in your
mind? Okay, everyone. Where's Ed?
He's beside me. He was on my left.
Okay. Okay. There he is. There he is. You gotta speak up, Ed. I'm gonna lose you, man. I'm gonna lose you. All right. So is Ed buying for everybody?
Hey, Ed.
What's our money?
Is Ed setting them up and laying them back for everybody? Ed's got the money.
Okay, so let me see what you got.
Well, why don't we? She said, "Let me see your money. I'll keep it safe in my pocket." Uh huh. Yeah.
Show me the money.
Show me the money. That's right.
Now, in other countries, they have the different sizes.
They sure do. But here in the cafe, we have a money identifier, and it's a device that has a slot in it, and you scan the bill through the slot, and it tells you what denomination it is.
Cool.
Okay? So that's how we tell, at least in the cafe. It's saying, cannot read now. So. Okay, so while we're figuring out what money we have, let me go ahead and go down the line and figure out who wants what. Ed, what do you want to drink? Water, that's $2. Okay, who's next? Who's this? Andrew, what do you want, man?
Coke,
that's $2. Okay, who's after Andrew here?
Oh, Devin.
Who's next? What do you want to drink?
Apple juice,
that's $1.25. All right, so who's next?
That'd be Susan.
Susan, what would you like?
I would try to change it to apple juice.
You want to change to apple juice? Okay, you didn't already pay, right?
Say what?
He didn't already pay, right?
No, Ed's paying.
Okay. Ed's paying, man. Ed's got it going on. All right, Monique, what do you want? Monique?
Okay, so we have...
Where'd Monique go?
Okay, we have one water.
Susan changed to an apple juice. Where did Monique go? Oh, how'd you get over there?
Because I'm the one with the money.
Oh, you're the one with the money now. I thought Ed had the money.
No,
no, I don't have the money.
Okay.
That's okay. I just make the decisions.
Oh, okay.
What would you like to drink, Eric?
Oh, I'm fine.
We're having coffee.
Oh, I'm perfectly fine.
Oh, somebody's birthday?
I don't know. I don't know. That's another group over there. I don't know what they're up to. All right, so as we get our drinks and get our change, let me know, and I'll sit you guys down in the booth, and we can kind of chill out for a minute.
Do you have money?
No,
I
don't.
Oh, okay. Well, we got everything. Just
okay.
No, I have the money. We have a money meter.
Yep.
I got a dollar.
Okay, so do we all know, do the bartenders know what my group wants?
Yes.
They do?
Are they
going to
bring it to us or we wait for it here?
No, they're going to bring it to you? No. You're going to wait for it, and then we're going to go sit down, okay?
And do we get my change?
Yes, you're going to get your change.
Because I need to pay for the other
drinks. Yeah, okay.
That's cool that there's a money reader.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So let me make sure the bartenders know what's going on. Where are my servers? Where are my servers? All right, where'd my servers go? Okay.
At least after I had about 4 or 5 martinis on
that. Okay, now, who got coffee? I thought everybody got... you got coffee. Okay,
Monique,
I didn't know.
Monique and Ed got coffee.
Oh, okay.
And then the bartender asked me if I'm old enough to have coffee.
Oh, okay.
Susan, I got carded for coffee.
Yeah, because you don't sound like you're old enough for coffee.
Cash. I've got a debit card.
All right, well, I'm going to go back here and see if I can help these guys out, see if we can move things along. Because we've got you guys hang tight right here because we got groups, we got people everywhere. So
we don't
want to
get mixed up.
You don't want to get mixed up, okay? Okay, Derek, I'm going to squeeze past you, brother.
Come around.
Okay, come around. I can do that. I can do that. No problem. I'm going to see if I can help these guys out behind the bar for just 1 second. Ladies, can I help y'all out behind the bar in any way? Because we got groups coming in. Can I help you guys out back here for just a second? Because we got groups coming in and there's people standing everywhere. So, is there any way I can help you guys out? Yeah, we do have baskets at the tables, okay? Okay, guys, why don't we go ahead and do the coffee last? Because I got people that are still waiting here on getting served.
Okay.
So I think I mean because the reason I'm saying is we got groups that are bunched up and that are getting mixed up. So. All right, are y'all okay?
We're fine.
Okay. Okay, Darren's group, just stay where you are.
It's taking way too long.
Okay, you guys just hang right there. Okay.
Coffee, yes.
Coffee.
We got two coffees over here.
Over where?
Where's your coffee?
Over right here.
Let each other know where you are.
Okay.
Right. Oh, it smells good.
George does not have a lid. Let me grab you.
Okay, wait until she gets your lid. You don't want to. Careful.
Yeah, he's joking.
Oh, come on now, Ed. Come on now, Ed.
I have two lids on mine. It's okay.
Oh, you got two? Okay. Okay, we're good. She's got two lids.
I got it.
Okay, put the lid on. Put the lid on before you. Okay, my people with coffee, put the lids on. You got the lids on. Follow me. Okay, hang on. Don't move.
Oh, so you gotta bring the
You gotta get your sugar and creamer.
Oh, they don't come made.
Now,
I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts.
Now, hang on. Did you guys get, did anyone of you guys get the NutraSweet or did you both get sugar?
Yeah, I did.
You got NutraSweet.
No, NutraSweet?
That's okay.
Okay, so can you give Ed his NutraSweet?
Well,
oh,
You know which one's which?
Okay, wait.
I have.
Okay, who's next?
Thank you. One cream, one nutri sweet, a mixer upper. That's good. Thank you.
All right, so we'll go to the table and then we'll mix up our coffees, okay? You guys got everything? Did you get your change?
No, not yet.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Sugar. Did you need creamer, too?
Yes, please.
Creamer?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
All right.
And I need my change, unless I need to pay something else.
Oh, do we owe anybody? Somebody has a birthday.
Yes, we heard that.
Somebody has a birthday?
Yes, Ed has a birthday.
Ed has a birthday. Hey!
Okay, so we are going to sing for you.
Oh, man.
Don't light a candle.
Man, you guys should have sang in the you guys got some tone going on there. All right.
All right, we're ready.
Well, at least you agree on that.
Yeah.
All right, so my people with coffee, come toward me. Okay. We're going to get you seated. Come this way. Be very careful.
Coffee, you need your change. You gave me a five.
Okay.
Well, let's...
Okay.
Okay, let's go ahead and do change. This is taking a long time. I'm sorry. Ed, let me go ahead and sit you down.
Where did you go?
You want to come this way toward me. Come toward me, right toward my voice. I want to lead you toward a booth. I'm going to set you down, okay?
All right.
Okay, hang on. Stop right there. You got hot coffee. I don't want to mess with you. All right. The booth is going to be right here. I'm tapping on the back of it, okay? This is the back of it.
Okay,
got it?
There.
Okay, so sit down and slide to your right. There's a big gap in this booth. I don't know why there's a big gap. Where you at? You standing by the booth? Okay, it's right here. You got it?
I'm somewhere.
Okay, booth is right here.
Yeah, I got the booth.
Take the hand you don't have your coffee in and reach down.
There's
the back of it, though. Yeah, that's the back of it, though. That's the back of it. You need to come around this side. You're coming around the back of it, yeah. So you need to sit down right here. Table's in front of you. But I don't need you to sit down just yet. You need to slide to your left. And there's a gap in the booth, and I apologize. And just keep sliding around to your left. It's a big booth, okay? It's like 10 people.
Step over there?
No, there's no step.
What's that?
No, there is no step. There's no step. You just need to slide down. It's a big booth. It seats like 10 people, okay? So you should be fine. Wait till everybody gets... Well, once you get to the end there, you can drink your coffee, okay? Okay, right here's the booth. Andrew, you got it going on, dude.
All
there's
right.
The booth right here. So you're going to slide down.
Okay.
There's a gap in it. What's that? I know. I'm just getting these guys sitting down. So slide to your left. Okay, you guys got your drinks?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to come this way. Toward my voice. I'm going to sit you down in the booth. Ed, you okay? Ed, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay. Booth is right here. I didn't know if that was an O of... satisfaction or O of pain. All right, there's the bench right there. It's the back of it.
Okay, the back of it.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Yeah. See, because right here's the bottom of it. Okay, slide to your left. Slide to your left.
Okay.
Scoot to your left. You guys got to scoot to your left.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. Susan.
Yes, I am.
Booth is right here. You guys keep scooting down. It's a big old booth. There's the booth. That's the back of it. You got your hand on.
I thought there's a crack right there.
Yeah, there's a little crack right there. Somebody scooted it. Somebody scooted it forward. There's gaps in it. We'll try to fix that. All right. Is that everybody? That's everybody? That's everybody. All right. And Monique, you got your change, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Fantastic. So this is a part of the... Well, if you're done with it, there's a trash basket right here in the middle of the table. So you can put it in there if you want. Now, this is part of the tour, guys. We get to... chat. You guys get to ask me any questions you have about me or about the tour. And enjoy your beverages.
Where are you from?
I'm from Ackworth.
Ackworth,
Georgia. Yep.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a visual impairment?
I'm completely blind. Have been from birth.
Oh.
Yep. They diagnosed me with what they used to call retroretinal fibroplasia. Say that five times fast.
Well, yeah.
Now they call it retinopathy premature.
Do you know a guy named Matt Simpson?
Name sounds familiar.
He's an athlete. He plays goalball.
Okay, maybe I don't. But the name does. I have heard his name somewhere. And I'm surprised I don't know him because I thought I knew everybody around here who was blind. So I guess not.
So you do a lot through the CVI?
I don't do much work with CVI, but before I worked at Dialog, I used to teach computers to people who are blind and visually impaired. And so I did work with some people from CVI.
That's the only those people that I've known more that had visual impairments.
Yeah, CVI, yeah. A lot of people that work here at Dialog actually heard about it through the Center for the Visually Impaired. So
it's a really cool opportunity to be able to put the shoe on the other foot, isn't it?
It really is, because it's just like a role reversal. You know, normally I would be asking you guys to help me out and lead me around. And now you guys are relying on me because you're in my world and it's totally dark. And you guys don't know what the heck to do. So
how hard is it to go back and learn computer if you're not seeing the screen?
No, you don't suck, Andrew. You're all good. Well, there's two ways. There's more than two ways. There's lots of ways. But for people that are completely blind, we have screen reading programs. And basically what they do, in layman's terms, they capture the text that's on the screen and they translate it into speech. Okay, so everything that's on the screen, emails, internet, Word documents, Excel documents, all that good stuff is spoken. So we can understand it. And
does that slow you down a little bit?
No, I read it 425 words a minute.
Oh my God. Do you do it with like earphones or is it just
No, I actually use speakers. I mean, I do have earphones as well. Until a couple months ago, I had an internet-based radio show that I did every Monday night. And now since I'm working, I'm not doing it because I want to crash when I get
in the way sometimes, doesn't it?
It sure does. But you know what? I love this job. You know, what better way to show people what it's like firsthand to be blind, or at least give them the experience. So the next time you guys are driving in your car or walking down the street or walking in the mall, you see a blind person, you're going to think, Dialog in the Dark! Well, so awesome. So
you're getting to work your passion.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I mean,
y'all hear some parallels there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, everybody here is doing a job that they do because they love it.
Well, hey, that's always good. I mean, I love to see people's reactions. I mean, you get so many reactions. First of all, you got people from different ethnic backgrounds, different cultures, different races. And when they get in Dialog, none of that matters because you're all helping each other out. You're all bonding with each other. I mean, I've seen people make what they think is going to be, you know, a lifelong friendship when they come out of Dialog in the Dark. They've met a person in their group, and you know, maybe when they come out, they don't look exactly like they think they should look. That person should look, but you know, they've made a new friend. And I've seen people that have family members that are visually impaired, and they come through not knowing what these guys go through. And when they come through, sometimes it's such a powerful emotion that they're bawling their eyes out when they come out.
It's much more. I'm able to understand a lot better why people are so tactile.
Sure. Yeah.
Because
of course
you'll see kids and people. It's like when I was bumping into some of these folks, I could sometimes just touch a very little part of them and know who they were.
And know who they were. Sure. Yeah. And a lot of times you can tell people by their perfume. Or by their footsteps. Of course, most times it was too noisy to tell anyone by their footsteps. I mean, there's lots of different ways. And to expand on that a little bit, 90% of your sensory perception is your eyes. You know, that leaves 10% for your ears and your sense of touch and your sense of smell and taste. So when you take away that eyesight, your other senses have to make up for that, have to balance out for that. It's not that blind people have better hearing. It's just that we rely on it more. Now, some people do have... I guess some people do have better hearing. They would say, yeah, I have better hearing. But I think it, personally, I think it, for me anyway, I can't really speak for anybody else. For me, I feel that my ears, I couldn't do without my sense of hearing because I use it so much. So.
So was there ever a point when you felt sorry for yourself?
There was a point. I got my hopes up when I was about 5 or 6. I had a little bit of sight. Enough to read and write with a large black magic marker. So I was always the kid with ink on my nose, you know, because I'd have to hold the page right up to my face to be able to see it. So when I was 5 and 6, my sight started deteriorating even more than what it had been. I was considered practically legally blind. But my eyesight deteriorated, and they decided that they could do an eye operation to fix it. Well, comes to make a long story short, it took 14 eye operations in a period of like 2 years. We flew to Boston like 14 times and back. And they got my hopes up. You know, here I'm this little kid, they got my hopes up. And I was like, well, what's wrong? It didn't work. And they said, well, there's nothing we can do. So I got depressed. I was too young to want to kill myself, but I didn't care about, you know, school. I didn't care about doing good on my schoolwork. I didn't care about anything. And my folks were going to put me in the school for the blind in Macon. See, I went to a regular school, and I had a lot of friends that were sighted. I didn't have any friends that were blind. So, you know, I got my act together. They were going to put me in school for the blind. And I said, no. I said, I've lost enough friends. I want to stay with the friends I have now. And so they said, well, you got to get your act together. So I got my act together. Ended up graduating high school with honors, which I never thought I would ever do. Went to college at Lanier Tech, which is in Forsyth County in Cumming, and took computer information systems for 4 years and graduated there, and I was a certified network administrator. And ended up deciding after I got my diploma that I didn't want to be a network administrator. I wanted to teach assistive technology. So for 6 years, that's what I did. I taught computers. I taught talking GPS systems. I taught just a lot of different technology for the blind, all kinds of technology. And then I guess it was June of 2008, this year, I became unemployed due to some personal issues with my job. And I was looking for a job and praying, you know, God, let me find a cool job. And ended up hearing about Dialogue in the Dark through CBI's newsletter that they put out every week called InfoLink. And the headline was Seeking Meaningful Employment. And I was like, oh yeah, definitely seeking me. So I went for the interview, interviewed, and trained for a month. And 2 months later, here we are.
How old are you now? What are your feelings towards the whole?
Okay. How old do you think I am?
Let's
pose that question to you.
32.
Nope. 27. Nope. Too high, too low.
30.
29.
Oh, that's not true.
What?
Nobody's 29.
I'm 29, I promise. You have my word. You can see my ID if you don't believe me.
Oh, yeah.
Any other questions? What was your second part of your question, Dana?
How do you feel about the whole, obviously you're pretty comfortable with it now, but I mean, is there any regrets with your sight? Is there ever still?
Not really, because even after I lost my sight, you know, when my friends went skateboarding, I went skateboarding. When my friends rode bikes, I rode bikes. And, you know, I've done several other things as well, so there's nothing you can't do if you put your mind to it. And it's not about the disability, it's about your attitude. In fact, I always tell people it's not the blindness that's a disability, it's the fear of the unknown that's a disability. Because I'm a person just like you guys are, the only difference is I can't see. Now, Andrew's being all quiet over there, soaking all this up.
I had a question about the riding a bike.
Riding a bike, yeah.
So do you do that often? Or?
I want to start back doing that. I want to do some mountain biking. I want to do some tandem biking. When I was a kid, man, I used to go crazy. We used to build our own ramps and jump them. And I remember one time, my parents still don't know about this, but we built a ramp and I jumped it. And we had this dude lay down on the ground in front of it. And I said, dude, I'm going to jump right over you. And he says, you're not going to hit me or else. No, man, I'm going to jump right over you. And I did. I jumped right over him. And, you know, I've had my share of stitches. I've had a sprained wrist. I've had a broken foot. I've had many cuts and abrasions and scrapes. And I mean, you name it, I've had it just about it. And it all comes from, you know, doing things that I wanted to do. And I'm sure it gave my parents gray hairs long before they should have had gray hair. But they were always...
Didn't they treat you fairly normal, though? I mean, you had chores, you had...
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I had to clean up my own room. I had to make my own bed. I had to... You know, I usually didn't have to wash my own clothes. Usually, Mom was pretty good about doing that. But I learned, you know, when I met my now wife of 3 years, He's like, I'm not marrying you. You don't even know how to do the dishes. You don't even have your own checkbook. And I was like, well, you know. So, you know, I lived with my folks until I was 26. And then I went out and got my guide dog. Became very independent and very dignified. And 2 months, I came back from Morristown, New Jersey, from the Seeing Eye where I got Kenya. And a month later, I was like, Mom, I'm moving out. I can't stand it here. You know, so I moved to Kennesaw. I've been dating my fiance of 4 years at that time, and she's blind as well. We met online.
Cool.
And we got engaged, and we're engaged for 6 months, and then got married in
E-Harmony.
November. What's that?
E-Harmony?
Nope, online Bible study.
Ah.
Yep.
Cool.
We just met by chance, and I don't believe it was by chance. I don't believe it was by chance, huh?
Is she here?
No, she doesn't work here. She works at North Metro Tech, which is a technical college in Ackworth. She's their disability coordinator.
Now if you live in Ackworth, how do you get around?
Around there or to here?
How do you get to work? How does she get
I'll take the express bus to work. So it's like an hour and a half ride here and back every day.
You take it like from Art Station?
I take it from the Ackworth Park and Ride down to the Art Station.
Uh-huh.
And then I transfer the
shuttle.
Yeah, exactly, take the shuttle.
Yeah.
That's a good question because there's no sidewalks where I live. And that is a very loud bus. I'm glad we didn't come across that thing. let's see. You know, that's the hardest part of my trip is getting to the park and ride, and it's only 5 minutes from my house.
Wow.
Because there are no sidewalks. It's totally accessible, and I have to cross a major highway. And I don't really feel like playing Frogger to get across that highway because I don't get a second chance. So, no, seriously, what I do is I have my brother-in-law picks me up in the morning and carries me to the parking lot, and then someone rides a bus in the evenings, picks me up and carries me, well, gets off the bus with me and carries me home. But I'm talking to the mayor of the city and trying to get him to, you know, make some sidewalks out for me.
Now, for y'all Yankees, carries just means gives me a ride. They don't put it on the back.
Exactly. Thank you.
That's
thank
Southern.
You. Yeah, it sure is. Don't give me a ride. I need to get down the road for a piece.
But I'm back and it carries you across the expressway.
That's right. That's right.
I'm having a visual of that. It's like, carry you.
This, you know, experience here, is that it's just here for a few months?
Well, our contract is for 6 months.
6 months?
But if we make enough revenue, we're going to keep it permanent.
Okay,
so tell your friend. Tell your friends about us.
So it's not something that moves around.
Isn't there one in Germany that's permanent?
It started in Germany. Yes, it is permanent in Germany.
Oh, is that right?
It's also in Israel. It's in. I think it's in Tokyo.
They have that program in Israel. Where they have blind. You know, they visually impaired. They take photographs.
Uh huh. Yeah. Uh huh. It's in Spain. It's in Bulgaria. It's in Italy. And they're going to open, this is a debut for Atlanta, this exhibition. And they're going to open 8 more all around the country. The next one opens in one more day, actually.
Where?
Oh, wait, today's the, what's today, 16th?
16th.
Opens tomorrow in Kansas City.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had a question about as far as, like, money. What are your tools that you do?
Okay.
That?
Okay, good question.
Yeah.
Because not everybody has one of those money readers.
Exactly.
I think Monique likes the money reader.
Yeah, I do.
But those are, you fold them a certain way?
Yes, those are very expensive devices, and not everybody can afford one of those. So, in my case, now everybody does it differently, but in my case, my ones I keep straight, my fives I fold once, my tens I double, my 20s I square, and if I ever have 100, I fold it into a paper airplane. Because it doesn't last long. Mostly, I prefer to use plastic, though, because cash just doesn't last long with me. So, but I have to rely on someone when they give me cash to tell me what denomination it is and trust that they're, you know, telling me the right thing. So.
But the folding thing really works.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you fold it, and not only do you fold it, but you stick it in a certain place in your wallet. So you got, you know, two ways. If the first one fails, there's always.
So do you just wear one color socks?
Yeah, what was that now?
As far as getting dressed every day?
As far as getting, I'm
how
sorry.
How do you know what you're putting on, or do you?
Ah, my clothing.
Yeah.
I see. Well, there's a number of ways you can do that. In fact, three ways. one way and the cheapest way, I'm sorry, this table is really wobbly.
Yes.
One way and the cheapest way is to get safety pins and go to the art store and get some of these little beads and bead the safety pins, like so many beads for whatever color. And you have to have sighted help either way because there's no way you can tell it when you close up. So you can have two for blue, three for black, four for red, and so on and so forth. Another way is to, you can buy little braille tags that you safety pin onto, behind the tag of a shirt or the tag of your pants, and they're washable. And they say red and blue and green and black and yellow, whatever. And then there's a third way, which I use, which is there's a device kind of like the money reader called a talking color detector, which is handheld. And you put the lens of the color detector up to your clothing and press a button, and it tells you not only if it's red, but if it's dark red, red, light red, blue, black, all the colors. And not only does it work on clothing, it works on fruit, works on wood, plastic, glass. So it works on all kinds of surfaces.
Huh.
And that's the way me and my wife do it, because my wife is also blind. She lost her sight at the age of 16. She had a malignant brain tumor. She had 5 major brain surgeries from the time she was 12 to the time she was 16. She has partial paralysis down her left-hand side, so she only uses one hand. And she's a great advocate for people with disabilities. She's very independent, and she'll ask for help, but she's very independent and very very strong. Because, they told her, you're going to learn how to live life as a blind cripple. And she said, no, I'm not. I'm going to graduate high school, go to college, and, get married and live a happy life. And they said, no, you're not. You're going to die. And she says, no, I'm going to live, So she, if you're determined enough, it's a lot of times it's just your attitude that just keeps you going.
You find you have to keep very organized as far as your home goes?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't like it. We have a cleaning lady that comes in every other week because we can't clean because we're both working. She comes in and she'll move stuff, and I'm like, can't be doing that, Be tripping over furniture and, moving everything. No, she's not that bad, but occasionally she'll move something. Kim will go, Darren, where is this? I can't find this. I don't know. I haven't seen this last week. So if you go into a blind person's house, please, please put stuff back where you find it.
And don't be playing with the thermostat.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't be playing with the thermostat, Okay, any other questions? How did y'all hear about dialogue in the dark?
Monique, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because I work out here. I've been swimming here. There's a swimming pool here, and I've seen it. And I take that Atlantic Station, the shuttle. I don't drive.
Where do you work?
I work at Georgia Aquarium.
Oh, you work at the aquarium? What do you do?
We all work at a Georgia Aquarium.
Are you serious?
We're all done.
Are you guys tour guides?
Yes.
With the divers.
Oh, my God.
Tour guides from under the water.
Under the water.
Divers.
Oh, you guys are divers. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
We did the guided tours under the water.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So you don't get to speak or have to do anything like that. You're just walking around feeding the fish.
Oh, beg
to
differ.
Oh, really? Really? Oh, that's right. Because
yeah,
sometimes you guys...
today.
Sometimes you guys have, the microphones, right? And you sit and talk
yeah.
To people.
Yeah. We swap between 6 different jobs, so...
Oh, wow.
We're,
see, that's kind of like what we do
out.
Here. Yeah, that's
we
what we
rotate.
Do. So how do y'all think I did as a tour guide?
You did.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, Ed, you're not a tour guide at the aquarium, are you? Ed?
Yes.
Man, you are too quiet to be a... There's no way you're a tour guide.
Yeah.
I asked you a question 10 times. Did you sit there?
I probably didn't hear you.
Okay.
He's never shut up, really.
Ed, did you used to be a drummer in a rock band or something, man?
No. I played with Uncle Sam's noises.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. I got you. Well, very cool. You guys work at the aquarium. So Premier Exhibitions puts on that as well. So they're putting
it. That one in the dark was very, very well marketed even before you opened.
Really?
Because I saw that it was going to happen and I wanted to go and it wasn't going to
leave.
Okay, who's going now?
That's so cool. Well, if you guys know of any other way to help us market it, we really appreciate it because, I did an interview for B98 8.5 a couple weeks back, and they aired at 6:30 Sunday morning. I said, who in the world is going to be listening to B98 8.5 at 6:30 on a stinking Sunday morning?
Three more of the DJs, from 93, 92.9.
Mm-hmm. We've got Dave FM already come through. The River's already come through, B98 8.5. I'm trying to call up some more radio stations and trying to get them to come through. So
actually, Dave was advertising you this morning on the way in.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
And you've got CNN right here in Atlanta. You might as well
That's true, too. May as well call them up. Huh? We've had Marietta Daily journalists come through. We made USA Today a couple days ago.
Well, you know, Macy's does that shopping with a cause. Uh-huh. If they did it to where they were able to work something to where there's a donation for supporting this, and then they get a ticket.
That's you need to talk to our, let's see, I need to get you, when you go up front, see if you can hit up our general manager and talk to him. Because that's some great ideas. I mean, you can come up with some great ideas. And they're going to put me back to work when I get out of here with you guys. So I'm not going to have time to talk to anybody. I'm going to forget. I'm going to be so busy. But yeah, they're also bringing the bodies exhibit back. They're tearing down half of our exhibit here. And they're gonna bring it back. I told them we could combine it for Halloween, call it Bodies in the Dark. That'd be freaky, right? That'd be freaky.
But see,
I told people, I said, nobody's going to go through dialogue if they go through bodies first. They're going to be like, oh, God, it's dark. It's the exhibit where they have, like, different body parts, like real body parts and organs.
The one that was, like, the guy that did the skinning stuff.
Yeah, they said, yeah.
Oh, God, I'm not going to go through.
I don't want to see that.
I am not going through there. No way, dude.
On Haunted Hill, they used to water it.
Oh, my God. Ugh, I think it sounds disgusting. Don't go out to eat lunch, right? So, well, you guys.
There was a big demonstration against it because of they said they were using Asian bodies.
Yeah, and apparently that's the only way they can do it because of the, whatever the law is over there. They don't mind if you use the body parts. I don't know how it works.
It's all donated arms.
Yeah. Lord.
You have been awesome.
Freaky.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Any tips you could get would be great. You guys are pros, so. And I love what I do, and I just get into it. It's just everyday life for me, you know. So it's not really like working at all. So I mean, it's just.
Do you ever have any visually impaired kids come through, or people?
Yeah, we have had a few visually impaired people come through, and they're right at home. You know, it's like, oh, you know, we'll just explore.
I think that'd be really fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be great. Just get a whole group in and let them go through themselves. But there are lots of emergency exits, and we've actually had a few people get lost in that. There's hundreds of doors in this exhibit, and you guys didn't get lost. None of you got, even you, Devin,
know,
you didn't get lost.
Working on
it. She's working on it.
I'd be the one to do it.
You did fine. All right, you guys ready to get back to the light? Did everyone find the trash basket?
Yes.
Put your drinks in. If you're not doing your drinks, you can keep them. Whoops. Trash basket is right here. I can move it around the table, but you're going to have to speak up. Let me know where you are.
Okay. Bring it around here.
There's Ed. Okay. I actually got Ed to talk. What do y'all think of this? 10 points for me. Oh. All right, I'm picking on you, Ed. I'm picking on you. Right here, Andrew. Trash basket.
Yeah, I lost the bottle.
Oh, you lost the bottle, did you?
No.
Got something there.
There we go.
There you go. All right. We got the bartenders to clean up out here. Yeah. Got the baskets right here if you guys need it. Perfect. All right. So if y'all want to slot out and stand up and come toward me, you're going to feel a strip of carpet. You can follow this strip of carpet out toward the exit. You guys have been hearing the wind chimes. The wind chimes are also right over the exit. And there's a curtain blocking the exit, so you're going to come through a curtain, okay? You're going to come this way.
You coming this way?
Yep. And there's a curtain right here. So come through the curtain. Come on through the curtain. Come on, right here. Right here. There you go. Follow the right hand wall. You get to the next curtain, stop. I want to get everybody in here before we keep going. Right this way, guys. Right this way. Right through here, yep. Keep following that carpet and you'll be good. Come right through the curtain. Follow the wall on your right.
I've always been taller than you.
Follow the curtain. Follow the wall. Stop at that curtain. I'll get you guys out in just a second. Stop right there. Susan, make sure they all stop. Come on through. Come on through. Come on through. Who's my last person?
Andrew.
Ed, Andrew. Where are you guys at?
We are.
Yeah, you are. You're coming this way. Come this way.
Yeah,
come through the curtain. Come through the curtain. Come through the curtain.
Come through the curtain.
Come through the curtain. Follow the right hand wall. Whoa. Follow the right hand wall. All right, come on through. Now you know how a bug on a windshield feels, right? Come on. All right, is that it?
That's
it. All right, so let me get in front of you guys. When we go through this curtain, we're going to see some light, okay? It's going to be a little bright, so you want to start squinting and blinking so that you don't get blinded.
Okay.
Like me.
All right. All right, so come on through. You're going to see a little light. Should be enough to walk by. Now, when we get to the door, it's going to be very bright, okay? Very bright. So I'm going to let everybody come up here before we open the door. It's going to get extremely bright. So, because we've been in the dark for a while, so. So you want to, everyone out of the curtain?
Not quite.
Not quite? Okay. Okay, so I'm going to open the door. You guys start blinking, like seriously, because it's going to get bright. Okay, here we go.
Oh, it is very bright.
Yeah, it's bright. I told you. There you go. You guys survived.
You are really
thank
awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Darren. Thank you.
All right.
And welcome back.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you, Ed. Andrew, you're the man, bro.
Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank so much. Bye, Devin, you got nothing to worry about. You're back in the light now. Y'all take care, all right?
Thank you so much.
All right. Oh man, I love this job.
If you have any questions about Dialogue in the Dark, you can feel free to contact me at duff379@gmail.com. That's D-U-F as in Frank, F as in Frank, 379@gmail.com. You can also check out the Dialogue in the Dark website at dialogueinthedark.com. That's dialogueinthedark.com. You can also check out dialoguetickets.com. That's for the site in the U.S. And Kansas City should be opening today. So those of you who are in Kansas City, go check it out. It's going to be awesome. If you want my Skype info, contact me via email and I'll give you that. I also have a mobile email address so you can contact me on my phone as well. Because a lot of times I am busy and it's a while before I get to check my Gmail. All right, that's it. Hope you enjoyed it. And until I have something else to podcast, I'll be seeing you. Take care. Bye-bye.